when this is skipped. Mary Kay said, the perfect order is that you book someone. She gets to try your product. You rebook her for her second appointment. And at the second appointment, because she likes you and she trusts you, then she shared you with five of her family members and friends or girls from church. And then you recruit her. Because when you recruit her, now you have what's called leverage. She has five family members and friends who will all have parties for her that already use the product, who already love this company, who already love you, who already have a relationship with you. And so when she recruits and she needs a guest at meetings, she can bring one of those people. See, it's just like this powerful magic. It's like if fairy dust that I just sprinkled all over you, because you have this magic formula. And guess what? 2 years later, 6 months later, 16 years later, it doesn't matter. She decides she don't want to play Mary Kay anymore. That's okay. It happens. We change our mind. I've been married more than once. We change our mind. Things happen. Okay? So she changes her mind. And what do? We stabilize. It's like, just calm down. Let her go. But guess what? She uses the product. Her five family and friend members and friends become your customers again. And so you got all those people back. And now you have six people ordering from you. Now watch what happens when we recruit someone who isn't using our product, isn't using the product. She's never seen you do a facial. She's never seen you do a party. Her family has never met you, and she doesn't do anything with the business. What do you have? You have this. That's an emoji on your little phone. Okay? You have zero. You have nothing. Nada. Okay. When you look at your list of team members and directors, you look at your unit, and people order $225 every 6 months, they use five products in our product line. Five. And so some of you are wondering, where could I get some better customers? Maybe we could start facialing our recruits. Guys, once a quarter, we need to be doing something with these people. Because 80% of your team is not recruits. They're just good customers. And they're not even really good customers, but they do buy $225 instead of $40. You know what? It is not cold up here. If you want to move your chair up here, you might be directly under a vent. And we got people shivering. We need to cut the air. Can we cut the air? Where's my air people? We need to cut the air because I can't have people trembling. Okay, we have people trembling. Okay, so I can't stress this to you because I spend so much of my life working with directors. And here's what we work with. We have list and list and list and list of people in our units, and they order $225 like every 6 months. Let me tell you the negative side of that, and then I'll tell you the positive side of it. Let me tell you the positive. 225 times 1,000 people is $225,000. And I understand that. And I can play that game. If you want me to play that game, I'll go find 1,000 people who order $225. But here's the bad part of that. That person who orders $225 just bottlenecked the whole system. She's got 300 family members and friends on that pretend wedding list that you'll never meet. So she bottlenecked the entire organization by being a $225 girl. So some of your $225 recruits, you need to offer them to be really good hostesses and let them stop being consultants if they would want to do that. And you would just give her hostess credit and she could return to being a great customer. And then you would have a chance to meet her mama and her best friend and her cousin. And there you would probably find somebody who had a better work ethic and a bigger vision and might want something more with her life. But how do we fix the problem? See, when you start having problems, you guys, always go back a step. Sometimes you have to go back two steps to find the root. What's the root of 225 problems? The root is what happened at the beginning. Did she see you do a facial? Did she buy the product? Rena Tarbett taught us years ago, guys, she's sitting there and she's thinking about the company. You know what your tendency is and my tendency is? Oh, well, just recruit and you can get it at cost. Mary Kay would have your head. Mary Kay said, you sell her the product. Then you recruit her. Because if she changes her mind, at least she's got some product. And you got some profit for your time. See, you're too hungry for the recruit not to build in the safety and security that's going to keep her in the system. Does that make sense? Yeah, we're still... This row right here, you guys, I think it's just the only cold place in the house. Oh, okay. So who's like really cold? Okay, I'm going to suggest you all just move your chairs, because I just think there's just little pockets where the air is coming down. That's Sheila, you and Susan, just move your chairs. I think that's the solution to all of this. All right. Now, again, I don't want to belabor this, but this is such a big thing because I'm looking at a whole room full of women who have a whole lot of 225s. In inventory this afternoon, in the perfect inventory situation, I meet Brenda. I facial her. I book her for a party at her second appointment. I go back. I meet her five family members and friends. They all fall in love with me. They all buy the product from me. And then Brenda recruits. Then when it comes to inventory, what does Brenda want to do? Brenda wants my store. She wants the carrying cases. When I came in, she just watched her friends buy all this product. So see, there's not a trying to get her. This is like helping her find the money to buy what she wants. See, closing people on inventory, you guys, is the same as closing them on a roll-up bag. You ask the question, in the perfect world, which of these stores would you start with? She says, I want to start with a 3600. Then when somebody says, I want to start with a roll-up bag, but they don't have the money, what is your job? Your job is to help her find the money. Take a little cash, a little credit, a little check. We can have a couple of parties. We can mix it up. We can find the money. I will help you find the money because I'm a problem solver, okay? Well, when people say and you ask them, which would you start with, the Brendas of the world who went through the process, there's no convincing her. She was convinced before she became a consultant. This is how we buy inventory. This is part of the process. And so every step that we skip, now again, the world is full of successful Mary Kay women who didn't go through all those steps. Are they inside the bell curve or are they outside the bell curve? They're outside the bell curve. So you increase your odds by working through your good customer base. That's why I said you have a national area. For those of you who have 100 good customers, guys, you all have a Cadillac unit right there. There's a Cadillac unit in 100 customers. So that's why I know you have a national area, because they've seen you deliver product all this time. They've seen your product in your house, in your store. They've seen it all. And that's perfect. Now, you're going to get a mixture of all these people on your team, but just understand when you start having problems, I can't get her to come to meeting. I can't get her to order product. I can't get her to return my phone calls. Why? Go back to the root of the problem. What did she see that you did for a living? In that is your answer. Okay. All right. Last screen, I think, here. Yep, we're right. We are on time. How did I do this? Okay. These two questions. This is probably the most important thing I will say in the entire weekend, so I need for you to be present to the moment. There are two critical questions that are asked inside an interview that pretty much can set a girl up to succeed or set her up where we have nothing. And these two questions are, do I have to buy inventory, and do I have to come to those meetings? And when we are desperate to get a recruit, we're trying to go on target for our car. And guys, I understand qualification periods. It's ugly. Qualifications periods are ugly, but they're ugly for a reason. The company needs to know how tough you are. Medical school is ugly. They've got to know my son can handle the job. DIQ, it's ugly, but they got to know you can handle the job. And I don't try to lessen that load for you. I try to make it as hard as possible on you because I need for you to come out of there with as much confidence as you can possibly come out of there with. And so these two questions oftentimes buy us because we're desperate. We're like, oh my God, if I belabor this too much, she's going to get scared. There is a way to answer these two questions that sets her up. Because let me tell you something, guys. If you say, oh no, you don't have to come to those meetings, you can't play switch and bait. When she becomes a consultant and your director tries to get her to come to training, what was she told? She didn't need to come to training. So you're done. You're done. It's over. The game's over. Now there's going to be an exception where you can kind of go in and resell her, but that's what it takes, is a reselling process. And the same thing with inventory. If she goes down, oh my God, I had a friend and she borrowed like $1,000. Okay? I always get nervous right there where it's like, Okay, $1,000. Okay, $1,000, which is what you paid for your flat screen TV, which is $600 is what your iPhone's worth. But okay, $1,000. Okay, $1,000. And you say, oh no, you don't have to buy inventory. Now you have a 225 girl who takes her a month of Sundays to sell 225, and now we have nothing. And you may be able to walk into your meeting and say, I'm a new red jacket and new team leader, but there ain't no substance to it. So in what it's going to look like in the perfect world is one-third of your team comes in as stars. One-third come in at 600 or more, and one-third will be those personal use people. That's kind of what you're aiming for. And I would love to tell you everybody's going to be a star. But I also know what happens at the end of qualification periods too. So I'm a realist. But I can tell you this much. If you've got a third of your team, star consultants, a third going to seminar with you, a third doing anything, you're going to be a national sales director. You're going to be a national sales director when you have those kind of numbers. Okay, here's questions. This is how we'll end our class today. And then we'll go to lunch. Because Melita did a great job on emotional, and I don't need to do that. We do need to do one more screen, Curtis, after this one, just very briefly. Okay, she says to you, Melita says, do I have to go to the meetings? Okay, the word meeting is a very negative word. Try to avoid the word meeting because it has a connotation at their corporate job of boring, dull, people belittle them, berate them. It's a horrible connotation, so try to avoid that. Call it something else instead of a meeting, because you're having to fight your own languaging when you do that in her corporate mind, in her mind. And so when Melita says, do I have to go to the meetings? Well, first of all, she wouldn't ask that question if she had gone to a meeting with you. That question will be avoided if she went with you, but not everybody will, and I understand that. So here's what it sounds like. Listen carefully. I will put this in a Voxer for you. I will put it in our group, and you can listen to it over and over so you can get this verbiage right. But it would sound something like this. You know what, Melita? There are no requirements in Mary Kay. As long as you purchase your starter kit for $100, you're set. And the minimum is $225 every 3 months, and that you can legally call yourself Mary Kay. I mean, that's all it takes. However, a few minutes ago, you know, we talked a little bit about kind of why you were even looking at Mary Kay, and you said that, you know what? Insurance was getting to you, and you really just felt like, man, I want to own my own company, but I don't want that environment, and you really wanted to make a big change in your life. And what you're going to discover that you don't know now is that Mary Kay success events are like the highlight of your week, and it's like the thing you look forward to, and you can't sleep the night before because you're so excited. And I know you don't understand that now, and that's okay. It is the place that we get all our positive. It's where we enrich other women's lives. It becomes a highlight, but you don't know that yet, and that's okay. But here's what I do know. I've been doing this for 33 years, and I've yet to meet one person who missed meetings and was successful. And so it will become a part of your regimen to be successful. You will not want to ever miss. Is it required? No. But you will never want to miss. Okay? So I was brutally honest. There is no legal requirement for her to attend. However, you say, in my 7 years, in my 10 years, in my year of being in this company, I've yet to meet anyone who was successful financially. And you need to use the word financial success, because others kinds of success in that. So that's how you answer that question. So Dana says to me, oh my God, somebody's wanting to join Mary Kay, and she's like, she had to borrow like $1,000. Well, first of all, if she'd seen your inventory, she wouldn't be asking this question. If she had seen you do inventory at a skincare class and been to your house, she had seen you get product out of your hutch, she wouldn't have asked the question. See, these questions only come from people who are missing steps. See, when these kind of questions start happening to you, that's a kind of a red flag that, man, I needed to fix this before the question. It's like a good skincare class. Your director has said, if you keep getting the same objection at the end of your skincare class, you've got a weak link in your skincare class. Like if you come to the end of the skincare class and you're booking her second appointment, she's going, now why do I have to have a second appointment? You didn't talk about second appointment 7 times during the skincare class. That was your weak link. So that's how you know you have weak links, is you keep getting the same objections over and over at the end of a presentation. So we do Dana the same way. Dana, you know what? There's no requirements in Mary Kay. As long as you bought your kit and you order 225 wholesale every 3 months, you can legally call yourself Mary Kay. If you order every 6 months, you can, again, legally get company literature, and but after 6 months, then you're terminated from the company. So it's really a 225 decision, okay? A few minutes ago, however, you shared with me, blah, 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 fill in the blank. Why? Because you got to know why it is she's even thinking about Mary Kay. So that fills in that blank. And here's what you're going to discover. You have a 150-person pretend wedding list that knows your name and your daddy's name and your mama's name. But inside there, you have your close circle. That's the 10 or 12 people that will buy product from you no matter what you're selling. If you were selling cow manure, they'd buy it from you because they love you and they want to support you. And inside those people are people who will let you facial them, they will order, they will give you money in advance, and they will wait for you to get the product in to either be shipped from the company or shipped from you, okay? The moment, the day that she brings her mama or her friend and you step from the close circle to the kind of warm circle, those people aren't nearly as kind. They ran out of mascara this morning, their cleanser is in the bottom part of the barrel, and they know a Mary Kay girl on their street who keeps product. So now we begin to lose product. So here's what you need to know. Whether you buy product this week, next month, or next year, you will eventually want to have a store of product that your customers can come and get from you. Now, how we get there is part of the process after you become a consultant. I'll walk you through the 8 places to find money. We'll take a look at all our stores, all our amounts, and we'll find a store that fits you, anywhere from about $4,000 to $225,000. But I'm really, really good, Dana, at finding money. I don't know if I've ever mentioned that to you, but I grew up poor, and I know how to find money like it ain't nobody's business. So if you want money, I can help you find it. But we're gonna work hard to get it. But it's up to you. You can do it without it. But just understand, once you make the tiniest step outside the warm circle, you start losing customers. Okay? Answered the question. She understands the rules of the game. Guys, those two conversations are critical. But if you get those